Kirche Shulchan Aruch. We're in Kuf Ches. What? Let's learn Kuf Ches. Dine Amayim. Ein Loshin Es Amatzos. And we buy matzahs, or a lot of us do, but you have to know these halachas. You shouldn't, you know what mayim shalanu means. You shouldn't make the mistake of the people in the Gemara that thought it meant their water. In Loshinus Hamatzos, Elabamayim Shalanu Halayla, they stayed overnight, and therefore they cooled off, and they lost a certain natural warmth that they had, which could make the matzah become, the dough become chametz quicker. Dainu sheyishav osam bein hashmashos. There's different shitos, exactly what mayim shalanu means. So the prime way to do it, to be also like all the shitos, is you draw the water bein hashmashos, the yamdu betolosh kol alayla, and they remain tolosh from the karka, which is what's providing its natural warmth. Grab the pace of time, it's about even. I don't think so.
I mean, if I took the water, put it in the fridge.
It's one of those things that you have to do it, you know, that we're like the Amish. Sometimes we're like the Amish taka. Whether it's, I'll leave this to the Slifkins of the world to figure out, like, what's, if you really have to do it. But nobody would dream of making matzahs not with mayim shalanu. Maybe in Russia, if you're in Siberia and you have a chance to make matzahs and you don't have mayim shalanu, and I don't even know. I don't know. B'di'evet, I can't imagine it's Makim B'di'evet. Vafilo malay la'orach yosem yud beishos osu lolosh men ador hayom. You have to wait the whole night. Malay la'kotzer ve'en yud beishos ador hayom tzrichel ha'antin ha'shiyavr yud beishos yishos shenishabu. You have to minimum of 12 hours. V'yamad da'ar ha'nogin shemiyad ba'or hayom loshin ha'mayim shalonu Af Shadayin lo over Yud Beishos. Af Sheish lo Mamash Yismochu. That you say the night, no matter what. Of a rove haPoiskim Machmirim Bezeh. Baal Kein Tzorech Lizor Bedover. Im lo yuchel Shair Tzman Ben Hashmoshes Yakten Ptzas. Ubelad Shlo Yishav Kodem Shkiyah Sachama. I don't know what that means. Ben Hashmosha starts with Shkia Sachama. I guess he means, maybe he means he's in Rabbeinu Tam's world, where Shkia Sachama is still, it's still Yom, it's not yet Ben Hashmosha's. Yeah, it must be. It must be he's holding that Ben Hashmoshes. There's signs up in Yerushalayim. You probably didn't see it. And in Beit Shemesh, they made. There's no question that there's a reddish glow on the horizon for up to 60 minutes after Shkia, 6D. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam Shita in Beit Shemesh is the Ikar Hadin, Tana Chumra, 72 minutes. Finish. It's the signs up. Not big street signs, but like this size. And it's in my neighborhood. It's in all the shuls. It says Beit Shemesh. We discovered.
Why are they putting up the new signs because of Beit Shemesh?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's all over base. We're not on the list. Mistula's not on the list. Maybe it's by we're going to do this thing that's put up every week. Halacha Ulamaisa, something like that. It's a different color every week. It's very nice. So they, you see, they don't put it up here. We're not on the list.
That's what we used to. We should take it down.
It has some interesting things there.
It covers the whole board and plus.
Anyway, he must hold the Ben Hashmosha starts, you know, well after Shkia, in Ben Otam's world. So, because he says, actually, Yishab Kagam Shkia Sachama, so that he means the sun dipping below the horizon. The minute the sun in the Samayim, to strain it, the Chasoson, and to cover it. It's Rechel Amidim B'mokum Kar. Do they put it in the refrigerator nowadays? I don't even know. I don't think so. They put it in the basement. They put it like in a cold place, in a naturally cold place. What? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they do it so the natural way. They put it like in a basement of a. Like it always says, keep in a cool, store in a cool, dry area. Same thing. Yeah. The people that take care of the matzahs are very makbid. This is part of the chumras. When you see signs of that, our matzahs have every imaginable chumra. So it certainly starts with the treatment of the mayim shalonu, how they're careful with it, and they make sure it doesn't.
The reason that they should be before Shkia Sachama is because it might get warm from the daytime.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. The mayanos. They get the natural heat of the earth at night. You can't let it be mechubal karka at night. You learn, this is the sugyas of where the sun goes at night. I thought Mayim Shalonu was like universal totally, but it's really, we don't really understand it. Same way, like the Amish, no one would dare change. Yacholishim of Hamachal Vakama Yolim, Avalamitzvah, Hilishim, Kolyom Vyom Bifnei Atzmo. I don't know what they do. I don't know what the matzah factories do. I don't know. I've never bothered to involve myself in baking matzahs really on a fundamental level. I like to go to the store and buy it. I mean, I used in America, I found this one factory that I felt very comfortable with, and I would go there, okay, we're going to bake matzahs, but all I would do is watch. I wouldn't really do anything. I would watch, and it was very good. Here, what do? I buy Komamiyos matzahs. I really like it very much. First of all, it's very tasty. Tastes good. And they do, like, they have a whole list of chumras. I'm very impressed with their advertising. And they have a good reputation. And for the Seder, I buy Erev Pesach matzahs, which, you know, my son-in-law can't stand. Like, to him, I'm like eating chametz. But I like it. No, I can't. I have a matzah factory that I found. I did research my first few years here. I went around to matzah factories in Meir Shorim, and I found one that I liked the way they worked. And because sometimes they just have like kids. No offense, kids there, you know, playing around. But I liked it. I forgot what it's called. It's like I know where it is. But you have to stand online, and they don't start baking till Chatzos. A lot of, there are matzah factories that cheat. They start in the morning or before Chatzos, so I have one of my kids go stands online. It takes like 2-3 hours of standing online till you get your matzahs, because everybody.
When does he have to get online?
He starts getting online like a half hour before Chatzos. And you have to wait there like 2-3 hours. So one of my kids know that's their one of, you know, you have a list of jobs there at Pesach. So we used to clean the lettuce. We don't do that anymore. I mean, it's not such a major job anymore. It used to be like, it used to take up the whole afternoon was cleaning the lettuce. Now Hashem discovered Gush Katif for Hashem. So, but now they don't have to stand in line. Anybody want to have a plate of matzahs? I'll get you some. I'll put it on the bus. I'll send it to you. But now again, it used to be more expensive in America. I used to have to buy for 2 nights. Even though you really don't have to buy for 2 nights. It's ridiculous to buy for 2 nights. It's tickle ridiculous. Cause
it's not really.
Yeah, right. But now you guys like listen because Cheres Yoshua. I mean, there are people that really. I mean, other shuls. Maybe I don't, nobody ever here demanded it. There are shuls that they make chaburas and they really go and they do. I never bothered them. Okay. Alright, I have to stop here. And I think we're going to skip all of this making matzahs. We're going to go to Kufir Aleph tomorrow night. Go to the store.